This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now, moving on to our next story, we will soon have a special committee to promote peace and interracial and interreligious unity. Religious Affairs Minister Mujahid Yusof Rawa said the committee will comprise of religious and NGO leaders.
So this committee has a very, very big kind of mandate, right? There's so many things that it is aiming to do: peace, interracial, interreligious unity. And there have been a flurry of updates on this. We saw this first break yesterday. Today they've announced something else. But the actual details of what's going to happen continue to be quite scarce.
Yeah, so like what powers they have, what agency they have, what areas they cover, essentially you're not really too sure.
Who actually is involved. Also, yeah. That hasn't come out yet.
So this was announced yesterday, and then they had a meeting to talk about the incident in Christchurch and spreading the message of peace. And then even though it isn't exactly clear yet what the committee's mandate will be, the FS Action appears to be holding an event, namely a rally for peace and solidarity this Saturday at Dhatra Merdeka.
They're really overusing the word peace here. So the rally is meant to reject the ideology of hatred and to serve as a sign of solidarity with the victims of the terrorist attacks in New Zealand. But with all that said, I think it's a bit preemptive to kind of go from, maybe we'll have a committee to, oh, let's have an event. And it's also worth pointing out that this is the latest in new councils that are being announced, new councils, new committees. And for me personally, I would like there to be a bit more accountability in the sense of what are their KPIs? And if they don't meet these KPIs, at what point are you going to reconsider the configuration of them? At what point are they going to be disbanded? At what point do you have to try something new in order to meet the aims that you want them to meet, right?
Yeah.
Because if you don't state those things up front and you just keep creating councils, then sure, you look like you solved the problem because, hey, look, we've brought some people together, now they're going to discuss it. But the outcome, we don't know outcomes, or we don't know at least what they plan or what they should be aiming for.
And more pressing, because there seems to be a glut of these sort of committees, right? And when it comes to, well, national unity, peace and so on. We already have a consultative council for People's Harmony, which last year Unity Minister P. Weithamurthy rebranded from the National Unity Consultative Council. Maybe what's different about this new committee, this unnamed one, might just be that it's under Mujahid's ministry and under Mujahid's control. But, you know, like what we said right at the top, there's really not a lot of details at the moment.
And so I guess the issue then is, for what it's worth, in the election manifesto, Pakatan had pledged to revive the Harmony Council with aims of countering extremism, formulating policies for better relations among different ethnic groups. So this sounds like it's aligned to that. Perhaps this is the strange, unusual form that manifesto promise is taking. But I wish that before they started announcing things, that perhaps you would have something more fully formed. I think the announcements are coming so thick and fast because it is a reaction to what happened in Christchurch, right?
Yeah.
So there is a need, a seeming need to get things going, to really make a statement. But I think in such situations, especially since, my goodness, how many councils do we need? Maybe just take a breath, have everything in order, and then make the announcement, as opposed to us kind of not really knowing what it's going to be about.
Yeah, and I worry that this might actually, you know, perpetuate the idea that Pakatan leaders are acting, well, they're reacting and they're not putting too much thought into their actions before doing something. And in this case, it does seem like it, because truly, this is half-baked, right? We don't know who they are. We don't know what they do. We don't know what they are going to do. So, yeah, we'll see. Separately also, de facto Law Minister Liu Vui Kiong announced that Putrajaya may possibly table the National Harmony Bill this year.
And let us know what you think about the committee. You know, did we need another one? Let us know. Call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 0187898899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
We have on the line Anas Zubedi, a former member of the National Unity Consultative Council, or the NUCC. Anas, thanks so much for joining us on the show today. What are your thoughts on a newly announced Harmony Council?
For this talk, if there's a new council, if it is going to follow through what the earlier council have worked on, I'm very positive about it because the previous council came out with many good ideas, things that's practical that can be applied. Yeah. So if we have another council, yeah, why not? You know, unity is a work in progress. You know, if we need to have another 200 councils to do it, we should do it.
With that said, though, is there a point where we do need to start saying exactly what the KPIs of these councils are? Simply because unity is hugely important, I agree, but it is also a very vague goal. Many things could be done to achieve that unity.
Yeah, well, each council, every time we organize such things, obviously they will always have a scope. And the scope of the previous NUCC was to recommend, and it has what you call a two-year expiry date. So basically that council is no longer in existence. So there are 14 main, what you call, recommendations. They've been given to the previous government. And also within the current government, of course, there are a few people from the council, like Datuk Sri Mujahid and also Datuk Saifuddin Abdullah, who's also now they are in the new government. They were also part of the previous council. And I'm not speaking on their behalf, but I definitely know that both of them are very serious about the Harmony Bill, for example.
Right. And
So unity is obviously is a ideal game plan. You will never achieve unity, but the quest to reach unity must continuously be done.
Right, and in this case, how would this council, this current committee that was just formed, how will it be different from the NUCC?
Oh, that I wouldn't know because I've not spoken to anyone who has the knowledge or power of forming the council. And I would assume that this council will try to do better than the previous one, and maybe this council will be given a bigger scope. I hope they get given a bigger scope. Yeah, and of course, it's very important to set some kind of goals of which this council should achieve by the end of the endeavor.
And in terms of rhetoric, then, what do you think? What do you make of the timing of this announcement? Not just, I suppose, when it's occurred, but also how quickly the announcements are coming regarding, oh, we've got a council formed, and next up we have an event coming.
I don't like to play God and say that, there's a reason behind this. But I know for sure that they have been talking about, the Harmony Bill, bring it back. I know that, Dr. Mujahid has been talking about it. I also heard, Vetaya Murthy talking about it. Now, I think the reason perhaps why this is now been a little bit more in the topic of what we are doing today is perhaps because of what happened in New Zealand, and maybe it's a good time it's a good time for them to do it like right now when it's still hot. Everybody is talking about peace, and the New Zealand experience and the New Zealand Prime Minister and the people of New Zealand has shown the way how to react to such situations. So this is a good time for us to grab as fast as possible and do something about it. So for this Saturday's event, where the solidarity event, instead of debating about it or saying whether it's good or bad, and I want to go there and support, and I'll be there in the morning, inshallah, if nothing else stops me, and I'll be there. I will look at things positively. I will continuously, if they form another 200 councils, if they need my help, I'll still go there. In other words, I'm not going to look at it negatively. I'm going to look at it as, if I can support, I will support. And unity is not going to be a straight, it's a work in progress. It's not a straight line. There'll be ups and downs. And this is a chance to push it up. And look what New Zealand has shown a fantastic example how to deal with it. And let's grab this chance. Maybe right now all of us are more open to be nice to each other. And what happened in New Zealand has shown that, we all as human beings can come together and do something right. Yeah, and why not we just jump into the bandwagon right now?
Okay, and the minister said that representatives from different religions, as well as police and the Mufti, are involved in the discussions. Who else would you include in these dialogues?
I think it should come from as many levels of society.
Oh, no, I think we've lost. Yeah. Yes. Okay, well, hopefully while we try to call Anas back, I think let us know what you think about the formation of this committee. Do you support it? Do you think that it is... It's a good way, I suppose, to go about trying to solve this issue that's a perennial one, this matter of unity. That number to call is 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. We have this message from Darshan. Good to condemn violence, but please condemn in total and not selective. Yes, we don't need to set up council after council to achieve every single objective. Jabatan Perpaduan dan Integriti Nasional already has a number of councils under it. So that's one perspective. You can keep those messages coming in the meantime. And I believe, do we have Anas back on the line?
No,
we do not. But
we're going to keep trying.
Yes, fingers crossed. And in the meantime, keep those messages coming. We'll be back after this. It's the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bigotry Free Malaysia, BFM 89.9.
It's the Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin, and we're still talking about this special committee to promote peace and interracial and interreligious unity. Religious Affairs Minister Mujahid Yusofrawa said that they will have a rally to promote peace and to, of course, show solidarity with the victims of Christchurch. Earlier, we were speaking with Anas Zubaydi, who was with the National Unity Consultative Council. I think we have Anas back on the line.
Yes, I'm back on the line.
Hi, Anas. Even,
you see, brother and sister, even this phone call of ours, along the way it stopped. But that doesn't mean we should stop. We should just continue again. So similarly, even if previously we have an NUCC, it ended. Maybe some of the ideas were taken, but the rest were not. But we continue again, you know. we should just continue going on. Don't stop. Stay the course. Continue doing it. Because unity is a work in progress. You know, it will ups and down. Malaysia, you know, we swing between moments of unity and moments of disunity. So the more we create moments of unity, then we dilute the moment of disunity. We need to have Malaysians to be positive and have hopeful. Because if we are not hopeful, then we will give up. You know? We should not give up. We should continue and continue and continue. So if this Saturday the government is organizing something to bring people together, even if they are making use of what had happened in New Zealand, so what? Let's make use of this in the most positive way and bring people together. You know, and there's a good feeling right now. We should make full use of it.
Right, and then picking up where we left off to continue our conversation, the minister said the representatives from different religions, police, mufti are involved in the discussions. Who else would you include in these dialogues?
I think don't forget business people, because business people are also interested in making sure this country become united and get some business leaders there. Don't forget, for example, leaders in the universities and schools. These are the also people that can help us, you know, bring people together. And as many, you know, NGOs that have, you know, leaders should be there. And of course, as many Malaysians as possible. But for the committee, I think we shouldn't make it too big so that, you know, these decisions can be made. It's too big, it's difficult.
Anas, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us.
Same here. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
That was Anas Zubaydi, a former member of the NUCC.
And of course, we were discussing this issue of a new council that is aiming at promoting unity in one of its guises. I mean, there's talk of peace, you know, trying to get rid of disharmony. It's going to be an interreligious council.
Interreligious, interracial.
Yes. So, and like we've said, details are still quite scarce, but we'll wait to see what comes of it. We want to hear from you, though. What do you make of this committee? Do you agree with Anas's point that basically, you know, unity is such a huge matter that you can have committee after committee, council after council, and, you know, if it's all aimed at
the same
chipping
eventual
away,
goal.
Yeah, chipping away at this problem. If it's all aimed at that, then it's all for the better. Or do you think, like me, unfortunately, that we don't need so many different councils and that perhaps it would be better to kind of centralize, with respect to centralize our efforts instead. Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We have a number of different messages that have come through with both Vic as well as Darshan pointing out the Jabatan Perpaduan
yeah.
And how that might be one avenue of you know, kind of getting it done. And then we also have this from Ng, who says, yes, be nice to each other. Tell that to the politicians.
And tying that story nicely to the walkout and the drama that happened in Parliament today, we have another message here from Eddie, who says that Malaysians are generally quite united. Unity, not appropriate. Racial Harmony Commission, more relevant. Representatives from every state is required.
I think there's also the religious component to it, and that shouldn't be forgotten, because that is something that has come up in conversation recently, that perhaps we do need more interfaith discussions. And I think that's that can only be a good thing. I'm just opposed to the idea of a new commission, really. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, and the fact that we have another one that is already present and one that really hasn't been in action, it feels like. And now that we have another one, though, I think to be fair to Mujahid, I think last year when he took up his portfolio, he did say that he will use his position to encourage more, well, interfaith dialogues. And I guess this is what he's getting at.
Adnan says, I'm on Anas's side. Unity is too precious for us not to support. Whatever positivity helps, while we can debate all day on the pros and cons, the real work is out there. I would support any effort on that note.
And we have another message here from Darshan, who says, you already have this committee, so why reinvent the wheel again, citing the Perpaduan committee?
Yeah, so I think that's definitely something that's on people's minds, the fact that it is something that already somewhat exists. But I think Anas addressed that point earlier by saying that, well, look, it is such a big problem that perhaps it is something that we need multiple efforts, multiple angles to tackle. Boleba on Twitter says, you're right, another committee, there is a ministry for that. So again, this reminder that there is that sense of, isn't there someone already tasked to do this?
Yeah, and I think we have a tweet here from Rambling Mind, who says that, not a Najib supporter, but when Barisan came up with the One Malaysia plan, you all laughed at him. Now Pakatan comes out with the same thing. Say it's a good idea.
To be fair, I don't think either of us have said that it's a good idea. And broadly speaking, the consensus seems to be perhaps
questioning the need of another committee, rather.
Yeah, in all fairness, so far that has been the consensus. Keep those messages coming, though. Do you think that we need another committee to tackle this issue of disharmony, to tackle this issue of, I suppose, inter-religious, inter-faith communication? Let us know. Or do you think that it's something that should be centralised, which I believe? Call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Because freedom matters. BFM 89.9.
It's the Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin. And before we get to our next story, we've got some reactions and messages about the proposed Interfaith Interreligious Committee, who's also having a rally for peace this Saturday at Dataran Merdeka.
It has been a lot of announcements all in one.
So our first message comes from Twitter from Baxter, who says that evaluate if the existing council is effective or not, then decide if we need a new council.
So from what Anas Zubedi said earlier, it sounds as if the existing council has already expired. It had a 2-year lifespan, right?
I believe that was his.
That
NUCC.
Was his, yes, yeah. Correct. So I'm just thinking whether or not in the case of these councils, if they come like that, right, if they come with that sort of inbuilt self-destruct, then it is important, I think, still to evaluate whether or not there was any efficacy. But there is always going to be this vacuum, potentially, and this space. Not necessarily I'm not saying that they should create new councils in that vacuum, but I think people can point to it and say, look, the old one's no more, so we have room.
Yeah, but I think if let's say the justification is that, okay, this council achieved these things but couldn't cover these things, then perhaps it's time to have a new one. Or the fact that perhaps the rhythm of the nation has kind of changed and then we need another council after those 2 years, right? And I think that's why it's good that they can expire after 2 years. You know, these members are potentially kept on your toes to be constantly aware of the issues of the day.
So we've been asking you specifically, you know, what do you think of the formation of this new council or new committee? Do you think that unity is such a major issue that, you know what, as many good brains, as many good minds as you can have working on it at the same time, all the better? Or do you think that perhaps it should be centralized? And since there is already a department for it, that perhaps it can then be parked under there. So Law says, not sure if it's useful to have another bunch of talking heads. Unity will not be achieved if there's no clear commitment to stop hateful speeches and racial discrimination. It starts with so-called leaders showing political will to make the change and taking brave and necessary steps. Also, it needs to start from schools. I think enough has been said about the deteriorating situation in our schools, but the talking needs to stop and then the doing needs to start.
And I think maybe that's one pain point we have with a lot of these committees, right? You see the previous NUCC, they did, I think, provide some very excellent proposals.
Yes, they did.
But they were never, ever, you know, tabled in Parliament. And maybe that's not the fault of the committee. Rather, it's the fault of the legislative that failed to do so.
Yes, then why keep forming committees? Yeah. I think that's the anger point for me. It's not to say that the committees themselves aren't doing good work.
Yeah.
But ultimately, all a committee can do is come up with plans. And, you know, these are the things that then need to be passed into law. So if lawmakers are going to keep saying, to solve this problem, we'll have a committee. And then the committee says, to solve this problem, will suggest things that will then be made into law. It's a never-ending cycle.
Yeah, and we have a message from Joe who says, disagree to the statement. If we need however many unity councils, so be it. If there are gaps, then any one of the existing councils can take it up. Also, I think the committee should also include religious leaders.
Meanwhile, CY here, echoing, I think, what Law said earlier, I'm not sure if having another committee would help address the issue of unity. Dialogue is necessary to initiate and build a common ground and understanding between different races and religions, but I would personally believe that it's more important to address the issue of unity by inculcating values and beliefs that promote unity at a young age. For instance, have a single stream school for all Malaysians.
And that's going to be another more difficult conversation about the single stream schools. We have a message here from Ikram, who says that politicians just want to fix unity and Perpaduan issue. No need a committee. Just tell all political parties to stop using racial card, religious card, the UMA cards and so on. Then maybe we have a fighting chance. Or else push comes to shove, they will say stupid things or allow their supporters to do so without any consequences.
Yeah, I think this is an interesting conversation to be having at a time where we've definitely observed an uptick in the kinds of racial language that's being bandied about by our politicians, particularly, and not just racial language, but really, really kind of loaded words being just thrown about very casually, lobbed into the air. And because of that, I think it makes it harder to look at this whole thing, this idea of, you know, the committee's going to be there, there'll be an event, and to see it as wholly positive. I think the intention is certainly positive, but for me to just look at it and go, yeah, good show. You know, it's a little bit difficult.
Because it does concern taxpayer money and so on.
That too. Vic says, my suggestion is I would rather put the resources into the current agency tasked to do this. Creating another committee requires more resources. Same as creating BRIM to help the B40, where we have gazetted JKM, which is under KPWKM. Redundancy is never good. Make the leaders role models of unity. Until now, the current government is still showing that lack. And there was a message earlier also that said maybe it's something to work on in Parliament itself. So there is definitely that. But you can keep those messages coming. Again, that number to WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.